Hello.
Hi, Mr. Butler. It's Melissa calling for roadside assistance.
Hey.
Hey. All righty. So, I'm kind of fighting with your insurance here. I need to make sure the location that we're dropping the vehicle off at, are they open or are they closed right now?
It depends on what you mean by open or closed. I'm an employee there. I have access in and out of the building at any time, 24/7.
Okay. So we are not going to be able to drop off the vehicle to a location unless either you own the location, like at your house or something like that, or you have permission to drop the vehicle off there. Because a lot of the time, the big tow truck will come to drop off the vehicle, and people come out like, "What are you trying to do? You can't just leave it here over the weekend."
Yeah, I will
Do
be with
you?
the tow truck. I'm going to be with the tow truck.
I understand that. But when the provider can't leave the vehicle at a location that's closed or that's not expecting the vehicle.
And so with that, I'm just trying to understand like what the difference is. If I'm going to be there and swipe in, I'm going to give access. I'm an employee there, I'm a supervisor there. And so again, like as far as permissions and all of that, like permission is there. I don't understand what the kind of what the deal or what the issue is.
Okay. I'm a supervisor at my job too, but I can't just drop off my vehicle that is broken down in front of my work. But I'm
Right,
also a supervisor.
right,
Okay.
right.
So that's what I'm saying is that they won't do it. They would either want to drop it at your home or a mechanic that's open. So I'm having a hard time getting this done as well as taking care of that. So can we take it to your home address and then have it take it over to the repair shop on Monday?
Oh, that's backwards. My work parking lot is 5 miles from here, and then another 2 miles from the garage mechanic where I'm taking it. For me to take it home, that's 25 miles to my house, and then another 30 miles back to the garage mechanic. And so I'm just,
Okay.
I'm kind of losing that battle there.
Right. Okay, so how about taking care of it tomorrow morning when there's somebody there at the building that could get permission to have the vehicle left there?
Well, yeah, and that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm trying to explain here is that at any time that I want to go into here, and the car that I'm in right now, that I'm going to follow the tow truck in, has been sitting at my job for 3 months. So again, I get it's different for other places, but literally this vehicle that I'm in right now has been sitting at my job for 3 months. And so I take the company truck home, and so I leave vehicles there. And so this vehicle will go there for 2 nights, and when on Monday, when these shops are open, it's going to be 3 blocks up at the mechanic shop, and there's not going to be anybody that's going to question it.
Okay, unfortunately, the insurance is not going to allow me to put it through this way. They want it to be dropped off at a location that's going to be open, or that you have permission to leave a vehicle that is being dropped off by a tow truck.
Okay, well let's
It's a
just
big difference
say,
than just leaving your own personal
well
vehicle.
then.
It is a big truck to drop off that truck,
Well,
that
let's
vehicle.
just leave it out front and I will put it in neutral and push it in there. I'm not taking this to my house right now.
Okay, they definitely won't do that. They're not going to just leave it on the side in front of your building. We're going to have this towed to your home address. We're going to have to wait till the business is open, is what we're going to end up having to
Well,
do.
what difference does it make if I gave them a phony address and I said leave it on the streets? That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm not asking them to go into the parking lot anymore. Drop it out front.
Okay, they cannot leave it at a business.
Yeah, so if there's a business across the street from my house and I ask them to drop it there because there's a parking spot open, they won't drop it, is what you're telling me.
No, they won't. No, I've had that before. No, they won't. They'll impound it overnight.
It literally makes no sense. So you're telling me if I don't have a garage or a parking spot in front of my house, I can't get it towed?
You could have the vehicle towed as long as it's being towed to your home and left out, in front of your house or whatever, or left over at a mechanic that's either expecting the vehicle and told you where to leave the keys and all that, and you worked it out with them, or you'll have to wait until tomorrow and have it taken care of then. When they're open.
And that's where I'm kind of having an issue at. So you're telling me that if I called you tomorrow, same location at my job on a Sunday, they're going to take it there just because it's in the morning?
If there was somebody there that you can call and talk to and get permission from that person who has some sort of authority over the building. Who says, yeah, it's not a big deal to have any vehicle drop there.
At this point, all of this run around, I'll pay $50 out of my own pocket and take it to my job, because this is getting ridiculous at this point.
Okay. So,
this is getting pretty ridiculous.
Okay, so this is not going to cost $50, though. You understand that, right? You understand this is not going to cost $50, right?
Are you telling me going through you it's not, or going through somebody else?
Oh, if you know somebody else that can pull it out of there, absolutely. And then whatever that you pay them directly, you can submit those expenses to the insurance for reimbursement consideration. You just say, look, I tried. It wasn't going to work out with them, so I paid it. Here's my receipt, and they can do the reimbursement consideration with you.
Well, yeah, we're going to go ahead and consider that, because at this point, taking it to my house just to get it towed back. Again, we're talking bridge tolls now. I live across a bridge. So to tow it across the bridge to my home just to get it dropped for two nights, just to tow it all the way back, is ridiculous.
Yeah, unfortunately, the providers are just kind of, you know, they're kind of sticklers to the rules.
Yeah, it's pretty dumb. And I know it's not you. I'm just happen to be talking to you.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
It's pretty dumb. Again, I'm sitting here telling you that I'm going to open the gate. I have full access, full privilege to condone this vehicle being dropped there. And you're telling me, what if I'm the one that owns the building? And you got to, what, do they want me to call me on my other phone? With, like, I don't really get, like, where the issue comes in. Like that.
Well, I mean, the call's being recorded. I mean, we know you don't own the building. We know that you work there. I have keys, too, but it doesn't mean that I can just leave my vehicle in the parking lot. So, I mean, I'm just saying that it's just not going to work out this way. We have to have somewhere we can leave the vehicle where the provider's going to leave the vehicle. They're not just going to drop it off somewhere like that. So, if you want to call around, give me a call back and let me know if you found somebody else, or do you want me to keep calling? What do you want to do here?
Miles that I can actually get this thing towed under my plan?
The coverage miles is 15.
So, and then what? Then I'm coming out of pocket? Hey, yeah.
Correct.
Of course they don't want me to tow it 5 miles to my fucking job. Okay. You know what? It's been a long day. I'm sitting here in a parking lot at 10:30 at night. I got a vacation trip planned tomorrow, and honestly, I'm just not in a mood or position to kind of deal with this right now. So I'm going to go home. I'm going to go to sleep. And when I wake up, I'll have a different plan. And like I say, I'm not getting towed to my house. That's just the stupidest thing ever. So you have a great night, Melissa. And maybe I'll talk to you tomorrow. Or maybe I don't.
You too.
God bless.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.